Hi.
Hey Cindy, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. And Donna's trying to come on.
Hey, girls.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? Here I am.
Good. Did you know
Okay.
that this is a bad thing to do when you're in other countries? To thumbs up?
No, I did not know that. Is
Just
that
a little
like
trivia.
Fonz? Does that like be like Fonzie? Sit on it.
Okay, so I know Mary's not going to be able to make it today, and Gail's not going to be here. JJ's usually here, and she's usually here by now. So it may just be us today, but that's fine.
That's
That's cool.
perfect.
We'll give them a moment or two to come in. What are you eating?
I am so sorry.
And did you bring enough for everybody?
Yes, I did. It's a cantaloupe. And I thought, oh, I'm going to buy that because I wanted one so badly. And I thought, ugh, a cantaloupe in February. Come on. And I got it out and I just cut it for mom for breakfast. And I took a bite of it thinking, you know, that, oh, bad cantaloupe face. And it is so good.
Good. So I knew this guy that when he would go to buy produce, he would take his little what are those things called? Pendulum. He'd take his pendulum out and see which one had the most activity, before he would buy his produce. And his daughter used to hate that when
I
he
bet
would
she
do
did.
that. I've never tried that. I've done it to water, put it over there, and bless the water, and do you guys know how to use pendulum?
No.
It's been a long time. I went to the school there in Tulsa, the Oklahoma School of Natural Healing. And when I was there, we learned how to do pendulum work. And of course, Ty was 3 and he just turned 34. So that's been a day or two ago.
I found that I didn't feel like I could trust the pendulum because of my own energy, like asking questions and getting answers, because I had a one of those half wheels where it had percentages, and sometimes I would use it, but I never did feel 100% confident with what I was getting. So I stopped using it. Fred used it quite a bit for bid numbers for jobs. I think he would put together a bid number and ask it, is this the right number, which would be straight up and down, or do I need to go lower, or do I need to go higher? And I think he did, because he would come and get mine. It's like, where's yours? Where's your pendulum? And
I have never heard that.
let's I might have one. Oh, I do.
Gosh, I don't know where mine is. But
This is the
what's
one I wound up using. I got this, I don't even know what this stone is, but I saw it in, oh, there's Carlene. I'm bringing her in. I saw it in a rock shop in a little town in Colorado, and I'll see if I can put this up there. That
Oh,
is
how cool.
my protector guide, Chief Running Bear. And when I saw it, I had to have it, and it had a hole all the way through it, but it wasn't, I had to work on it a little bit to, it wasn't all the way through very good. But anyway, this is my pendulum. It's on a chain, and that's what I would use. I would never, Fred's not, he wasn't ever allowed to touch this one. He had to get another one that we got during a class, but yeah. Hey, Carlene.
Hey, how are you? How's it going, Kate?
We're all good. How are you?
Hanging
Are you eating too?
Yes, I just had a little bit of a rice cake.
Okay, well, and I was as I asked Donna, did you bring enough for everyone? He's having cantaloupe.
Yeah, share the wealth.
A little cantaloupe for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So we were just kind of got off on a talk about using a pendulum to help us to make decisions. And I never did have complete faith in that my energy wasn't, okay, this is what I want. So this is where it's moving to. But Donna, did you feel like you were comfortable with it?
I used it mostly when I was, the way they showed it was medicinally wise when we were working with clients, as far as doing massage, if they had areas, you know, that you could draw pain out of. It's really funny because my left hip has just been, it's gone insane lately. And I just was thinking, maybe I need to find that pendulum and see if I can draw some of that pain out of there. But that was kind of the way I used it. And now I had friends that used them for everything, it seemed like. But I seen it do some pretty amazing, some kind of cool stuff, especially like with toothaches, headaches, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I would also use it with people to find out if they're like with people and horses a lot, to find out like if their polarity was reversed or something. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't getting the result with the horse that we wanted, every once in a while I would use it. Of course, Ty, my son, would always say, "Oh no, she's pulling out that guru stuff." He'd laugh and tell him, you know, I had a chicken for sacrifice in the back of the car, and oh, we'd leave. He was terrible. But he was better probably than I ever was. He just never would, as he put it, buy into it. But he just was a natural intuitive when it came to helping, especially animals. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that was kind of the way we used it. I did have a girl that I knew that she used it almost for every decision she was making. And I always thought that was kind of like you. I wondered, what about our own energy? Because so much of what I did was energy work.
Right, right.
So it made me kind of wonder if that was an influence.
Well, what brought this up was Donna was eating a cantaloupe, and I was sharing that a friend of mine would pull his pendulum out when he'd go into the produce section of the grocery store, and he would check the energy of the produce before he would buy it, you know, which one had the most live action going on. I was just thinking we should do some, because I've got some crystals here. It would be fun to, you know what, I'll practice with this a little bit.
Okay.
And then I've got this amethyst here.
Oh, that's my birthstone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, me too.
February? You girls are February? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's my birthday.
Mine was the first. Birthday. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, girls. Then I have, this was a geode. Mm-hmm. You know, so we could see what kind of energy, you know, they have. And then I've got I've got a bear over here, and over there I have some crystals that I got here in Arkansas that we could test and just kind of see what we get from it. But I'll practice with it a little bit first, and we'll do that on another day. Maybe next week.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. So I just forget about it.
I also thought about pulling out my cards, and we could pull a card and I could give you a reading from it.
Good. Awesome. Idea.
Do you guys want to do that? Because we could do that right now.
Okay.
Want to? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get them.
And then, girls, I have a question for everybody. And my girlfriend in Colorado, the one that's in the Springs now, she went to get her hair done. She cast the burden on the Christ within because she had waited forever to get into somebody. She got into this gal. It wasn't quite the way she wanted. She is pretty particular. We won't go there. But anyway, so she called him back. the girl got her in, and I mean, she was going for blonde. When she looked in the mirror, it was brown. She had went totally the opposite direction. So I told her, I said, well, you know, things have to change once you pull them out and look at them, right? The energy has to change. Is that correct? So she was trying to get me to explain that to her. And I was having a little difficulty because I was like, well, it had to change because you had obviously discussed it with yourself and your dog and anybody else that would listen. And then you went back to her and I said, you know, and she said, well, I don't know how that could have happened if I cast that burden on the Christ, because she's the friend of mine that's been using all of Florence stuff and had some pretty miraculous stuff happen. And so I told her I would ask and get you guys' feedback on what you've seen. Or, I mean, can it just, when it says it has to change, can it go both ways?
Okay.
When
so,
you look at something.
Okay. So explain, I might've had a brain blink there. She went to somebody to get her hair done.
Right.
And she was getting it colored.
Mm-hmm. More of a blonde.
She wanted it to be more blonde.
And it came out kind of a caramel up top. The rest of it was perfect, right?
Uh-huh.
She calls, gets an appointment, goes back in. The girl gets her in right away, doesn't charge her. She looks up in the mirror, and it's brown. Sorry. But so it was like it almost went completely in the opposite direction of what she did want.
Okay. Well, wait, what did she say to the lady when it was completely wrong color the second time?
Nothing. She's like me. She just looked at it and thought, oh my word, and just kind of got up and left, which I tend to do on occasion sometimes too. Instead of going ahead and saying, this is not where I wanted this to go. And walked out and just thought to herself on the way out, well, I'm never going back there again. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she used the casting the burden on the Christ within before she went in the second time.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Well... What
I know that
you
sounds really
think?
Trivial.
What? No, no, no. You know, oh my God, when people screw up my hair, my life is over. You know,
I know.
Yeah, hair is a big deal. At least it is in my world.
It's exactly the same way. Yeah. And so, the funny part was, I went and had mine done, and I usually go caramel. And when I walked out, I thought I was blonde. And so I was, you know, griping and complaining. Did I say anything to her? No, not a peep. But I've ended up liking mine okay, but I don't think she's going to like hers okay. So go ahead. Let me know what you guys think.
I guess maybe the burden is the fact that she has to speak up for herself. You know, if she doesn't like something, you know, there's a lesson there that, you know, to speak up for what you want, you know, and when you don't have it, yeah, I mean, you know, she could have told the lady, I don't like it, and the lady would have fixed it to what she wanted. And so that's what just came to my mind. Maybe the burden is, you know, her not standing up for herself, maybe not feeling that she is worthy enough to get what she wants.
Right.
That's just because what came to my mind.
Well, and that might be true because I think she didn't think, you know, they had just moved there. She had a gal down in Texas that had done her hair for years that she would literally go from Montana to Texas and have her do her hair. And that just wasn't happening anymore. So that could possibly be it. Just the fact that she thought nobody else could do it. Throw that in
it. Because if nobody else could do it, then nobody else could do it.
Right.
You know,
that could be it. Yeah. Because she usually has no problem standing up and saying exactly what she's got going on. But unless it comes to those kind of personal things about her.
And that could be exactly what the universe is trying to show her, that because clearly she was triggered from that. I mean, I don't know about you ladies, but Gosh, when I look at my hair and it's not right after somebody's been working on it, boy, I'm right there with, wait a minute, this is not what I wanted. But I've done that same thing and not said anything. One, because there was a crazy woman working on my hair and I just get her out of my house. But that's another story. But yes, her knowing what she wanted and believing nobody else could do it, and then not saying anything to the woman, being triggered of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, nobody else can help me, I'm in a place where I can't get the help that I need. I can't get the things that I want.
Oh my gosh. And that they are having all kinds of issues around everything that's going on. It's, I mean, she's a chiropractor. She's going to her licensure. She's still waiting on her licensure because of everything that went on with COVID. It's taken her an extra year and a half almost to get her license. And so it's almost like everything was held up. And then it took her months to get in to get her hair done.
You know, when we start facing a lot of obstacles to get to where we really want to be, sometimes we get programmed to that's the way life is, and feeling not so much like a victim, but just that everything's a struggle. And once we get programmed to that, then everything is a struggle. So we have to rewrite that neural pathway of belief, and that's completely doable. You know, to she can rewrite that to where everything works out for my highest and best good in the most beautiful timing. I can't wait to see what happens next. Or I'm excited. I don't like the word can't. I'm excited to see what happens next. I like that better.
Okay. That does shed a little light there.
And I totally agree with you, Carlene. You know that's exactly what I was thinking. You know, not standing up for ourselves, and which then has another rule behind it. Why don't we stand up for ourselves? What is the belief that's happening? And see, having to go back twice to this woman and still not getting what she want proved that everything is a struggle. So she has to rewrite that belief to where, no, things work out for me for my highest and best good. Every time I decide on something I want, the universe has my back, which is a
What do you
whole
think of?
different. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what do you think about everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly?
Perfect.
And
Perfect.
that's the one that we've been, that's the one she's been using. Aren't these good? What's the one that by divine direction?
By everything that's mine by divine right flows to me effortlessly, or you know, any number of things you can word it any way you know that works best for you, whatever resonates best for you. I think the I've got one on my
I'll give
fridge. I
her
think it
that.
says, everything is working out for my highest and best good. I'm not sure what it says. Anyway, the last part of it is that I'm so excited to see what happens next. You know, which
That's
leads me to a whole anticipation of something wonderful coming in and manifesting.
a good
Yeah,
one.
I think I remember one from Florence's All that is mine by divine right must come to me in great avalanches of abundance, under grace and in miraculous ways. I think that's Florence. I'm not sure.
That is Florence. That is Florence. Yep. Yep. Okay, so I'm just going to hold these cards for just a moment.
I'm always under direct inspiration and I make right decisions quickly and effortlessly.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yep.
Okay. I had to go get it. I'm moving slowly.
Oh,
Not too bad. I'm still on this call, Mom. So,
does that answer your question?
Mama? Yes, that does. That does help a lot. Thank you, guys. Okay, that's what I like about these calls.
Plus, we get to see everybody's beautiful face.
I know.
And feel your energy. Okay, so who would like to go first?
Me.
Okay. Okay. Just gonna. Sometimes cards will fly from the deck. Okay, where's that one? Okay. Okay, here's your card. It's rest and rejuvenate.
I'm sleepy today.
Okay, so I'm just going to look at this now. When I do angel readings, I do use oracle cards. These are the ones I use. And I will shuffle them, ask the angels what you want to know, and cards will fly from the deck. And they're just placeholders. The angels will fill in all the details. Okay, so rest and rejuvenate. Okay, so Cindy, what the angels are telling me is that they're telling me you're way too hard on yourself. Way too hard on yourself. They're telling me that they're showing me that you sitting in a quiet place, this is what they're asking you to do, to sit in a quiet place and take those deep breaths. And to ask them to come in close to you so you can feel that unconditional love that they hold for you and to help raise your vibration. And they're asking that if you can do that before you go to bed at night and really move into that space, you know, that little exercise we do where we, it's the quiet your mind exercise. Where mm-hmm. we take a deep breath and you focus on your heart and then you focus on gratitude, the four questions, and then back on your body. And then you can hear the sound of your heart beating or you can, and you can, I love to be able to do both when I can feel it and I can hear it. And then to embrace again, those things that you're grateful for and take those deep breaths and go off to sleep. They're also asking that before you start that process to chaos flush out anything that was aggravating during the day. They're saying that's really important because they're showing me that the day is interfering with your sleep.
Yeah, I can't go to sleep unless I'm setting up until I'm very tired.
Okay, well, that needs to stop. And they want to help you with it. Your angels want to help you. So if you can flush out as best you can the energies that don't serve you, the things that have come up during the day. I mean, even if you're aggravated about something, you know, you can, even though you may not be able to quite get there, you can say, I release the need to feel resentment. I release the need, because it is a human need that we hang on to those things. So I release this energy and send it on its way. I can't remember if there was is the chakra clearing, you have the chakra clearing meditation, right?
Yes.
Do that too, to help clear out your chakras as much as you can during the week until it becomes something that you're just doing. You know, you're clearing out your chakras, you're releasing the need to hold on to energy that doesn't serve you, especially energy from the day, and to move into that quiet space of peace in your heart, you know, and bringing the angels in and just embracing them and allowing yourself to see you as they see you, as this beautiful light. And that, you know, you're here on the planet for a reason. There are things that only you can do. So be okay with that, that it's important that you're here, and bring in things that make you laugh. You know, if it's a movie or if it's a book, some of the books that I've been reading, I'm not one to really laugh out loud a lot, but oh my God, since I have been here, I have laughed more in the last 3 months than I have in the last 10 years. I mean, wow. It's such a difference. So bring laughter into your life, which raises your vibration. But if you can relax your body and give all your worries, anything that's troubling you, to your worry angel before you go to sleep, it'll release those bricks
of pain and suffering that we go through and hold on to, subconsciously hold on to, because, you know, we're not responsible if we're not worrying. So just allow yourself to release the need to hold on to those things and to give your worries to your worry angel, and you will sleep so much better. And it's really important that you do that, because it'll bring you more joy, your body will feel better, you'll have better clarity of thought, and just incorporate that deep breathing.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right, so we'll stick that back in here.
How about me?
Okay. Okay.
I could use it today. I'm feeling rather overburdened, so.
Okay. Let's see what they're going to say here. I'll hold this out so that in case something flies out. Oh, and it did.
Pearl.
Okay, two of them jumped out.
Wow.
What jumped out?
Two. Okay, these are the cards. Now, number three is fertility, the one with the gal. But don't worry about that, okay?
Yeah.
No babies. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So the angels are showing me immediately. Oh, okay. So they're showing me this vision of you on a raft. You're on this raft and you're flowing on the river and you're skimming life. They're showing me that you're skimming life, and they're asking for you to climb off that raft and to float down the river in the water, immersed. And that water is unconditional love that they want you to feel, and to radiate out, to breathe in that love that they hold for you, and to radiate that love out to everything, especially everything that you're struggling with, to infuse that with love. So it's like, okay, they're showing me you're on the raft, and put everything that's bothering you in the water, that unconditional love, water, the healing energy of the water, and then climb in there yourself and bring in that beautiful love. And just allow it to, I'm feeling it coming through my body, that love just coming through my body. You know, when we did the exercise, were you on the call when we did the golden hand of God, that it came down through the body? Carlene, were you on that call?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, so that meditation or that guidance is my friend Rachel Keene. Is the one who I learned that from. And she has a YouTube video on her channel of YouTube. Let me put it in the Facebook group where that the link to that, so that you can go in and listen to that golden hand of God, and it'll ground you. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can envision it pushing out any negativity and bringing in the light and helping you to move forward in really positive ways. Now, this other card, the one with the gal, this is about fertility. It's more about connecting with the earth, with the love of the earth, which, you know, the water is the lifeblood of the earth. So are you planning a trip?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to see my daughter in May.
And are you going to be near water?
Well, it's the Netherlands. There's tons of canals and everything in there.
Do you go swimming there?
Yeah, I do go swimming there, you know, okay. But I actually really wanted, there's this spa that's out east on Long Island. I wanted to go there. You know, they have like seawater pools and all that.
Just, okay, that's
the price is a little bit too expensive for me. So I was thinking of just, yeah, I don't know. See what happens with that.
Well, just be open to the universe providing. It's because they're showing me immersing in water. Even if you immerse yourself in your tub at home, whether it's a tub or a bathtub or a hot tub, You're going to a spa. Before, if you go to a spa, any place where you're outdoors, where there are other people, before you get into that water, you know, send that love of the higher realms to the water. Yeah. And even doing that in your own home, you know, in standing there and allowing the love of God to flow through you and, you know, holding your hands over the water and blessing the water and calling on the healing energies of the water and then fully immersing yourself in it. And you can do that even in your shower, you know, but being able to sit in the water and, and really, asking your angels to come in really close to you so you can feel their love and to raise your vibration, setting that intention can be really powerful. They're showing me even, okay, with the golden hand of God. Now, do you use the chaos flesh? Carlene, do you use that?
The what?
The chaos flesh energy attunement where you flush out anxiety or aggravation or anger.
It sounds like I need to do that.
Okay. Well, I sent you the, everyone has the attunement for that. If you haven't called that in, you need to do that. And then use, when you're starting to feel anxious or irritated, you can activate chaos flesh, or you can say chaos flesh activate, take a deep breath. And on the exhale, I can feel that leaving my body. The more anxious or upset I am, the more I can feel it. If it's just, you know, if I'm just mildly upset, I don't feel it so much. But if I'm really upset, I can just feel that whoosh as it goes right out of my body. So they're showing me to use that. Be sure that you use that. And then to also, you know, use the call on the healing energy of the water, because, you know, water all comes from the earth. It's all been in the earth.
Yeah.
And Mother Earth is working diligently to infuse love into the water, you know, even as we drink water, you know, bringing that love into our bodies. So just a second. They showed me something else. It was just really fast. They really want you. I know you've been working with a lot of things that have been stressful for you. Yeah. So when that comes up, when those energies come up, and especially if they become a normal.
Yeah.
The stress is a normal, and that needs to not be your normal. So use your tools of activating chaos flesh when you're getting aggravated. Open your arms wide to receive. To receive all that's good, especially if you're wanting to do something that maybe you need a little extra cash flow for, so that you can, or maybe somebody gives you a gift certificate for the spa, you know, but using that time to really focus and set your intention on releasing the stresses so that they aren't your normal anymore. And like with Cindy, you know, bringing laughter into your world. And, you know, there have been times in my life that when I laughed, it was like, what was that? Because I haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this is not the, this is, it's, you know, it's harsh to say this, but this is an address rehearsal. And there are things that we don't like that are happening in our lives, but it's a perception of how we're going to feel about it. Especially if there's something we have no control over. When we release that need to control, that's when things start shaking loose and energy's moving, because when we're holding on to it with both hands, there's no place it can go. So,
yeah, sorry.
Flowing. We want to flow. And there's and water and the earth are important for you. So anytime you can sit outside in nature and just breathe.
Yeah.
You know, go see Donna and sit under her tree.
And you're more than welcome anytime.
Well, you know, Donna said something today that really resonated with me, especially the affirmation from Florence about casting the burden upon the Christ within, you know, because I am really feeling overburdened. And I think, yeah, maybe that's the affirmation I'm going to use for today. You know, just like, oh, just really so, overburdened and tired. And
that one has got me through some things. And this was before I ever met Kate or anything. It was when I first started reading Florence. It was the very first affirmation I put down, and it has, I mean, skated me through some pretty scary waters, that's for sure.
You know, we have that need to control everything. But, you know, when you think about babies being born, babies, they're, how does that even happen? How do they, you know, flowers, how does that even happen? We don't try to control any of that, and it just happens. It's a lot. It's the flow of life. When we're trying to control things, our bodies get tense. Though our vibration is in fear because it's not working out the way we want it to. But when we release all that need to control, that's where the control is. Because then things can flow. Then the way can be opened for a higher outcome. So the angels want you to work with them and with Mother Earth to open up that flow so that that stress is not eating you up. Because it's not your job. It's not your job to control every little thing. The universe is going to provide to you, but when we release the need to control, then the universe can, because it can bring in things that, one, we didn't see coming, and two, we sure couldn't have figured out that it was coming that way. Yeah. And the higher outcome has more of an opportunity to happen for us. How does that feel for you, Carlene?
Yeah, I mean, I really needed that today. You know, had a couple lawyers' calls, and, you know, that always kind of puts me in a bit of a tailspin and stuff like that, you know. And yeah. But.
You know, I know how hard it can be with attorneys and the courts and the judicial system. You know, Jesse's dad and I fought for custody over her for 2 years. Okay. And in the end, the court gave joint custody to a meth addict. You know, the need to control that was huge. And I didn't know how to let go of that need to control. And then that's what it turned out to be. Mm. And it was awful. So I can definitely appreciate, you know, calls from lawyers and all of that. Had I been able to release that need to control, I think it would have worked out completely differently. Mm. In the end, it finally did. But it took years. And if I'd been able to flow instead of fighting it, I know that things would have worked out so much more quickly for both of us, for Jesse and I. So I really want to support you to release the need to control things and instead just hold in your heart that highest possible outcome for everyone and know that it's going to happen. And while it's happening, while the energy's moving in the background, enjoy your life. You know, sit out in the sunshine. Be one with nature. Oh my God. I went to this. It was a class. It was an all-day class at a lady's house in Denver. And we were in the basement. I might have told you guys about this. We were in the basement and there were probably 30, 40 people there. And she had this huge room and there were big doors that opened to outside. And I was sitting on a bar stool at the bar area. And she's doing this meditation and my eyes were closed. But the next thing I knew, I felt like I was hovering just over the grass outside. I had to open my eyes to make sure I was still in the room. and I was holding on to the seat, even holding on to it. I had to open my eyes and make sure I was still in there because I felt so at one with the air, with the earth. It was an absolutely incredible feeling. And the intense peace that I felt in my body was amazing. So, Carlene, sit outside in nature and breathe and welcome in the earth angels and the angelic team and give all your worries to them so that you can be free casting that burden. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Kate.
You're welcome. Okay, Donna, your turn. Oh, almost lost one then. Oh, there we go. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Three of them.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Okay, so we got this one.
What is that?
Emotional withdrawal.
Oh, there you go.
We got this one. This is a major card.
What is that?
Light. And this one is the base chakra.
Well.
Okay. So let's see what the angels have to say. Okay. So they're showing me this vision. Okay, I see it now. They're showing me this vision of you outside under your tree. Okay, so you're sitting on the ground. You're not sitting on a chair. You're sitting on the ground, so take a blankie. You're sitting on the ground. So your root chakra is right there at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this beautiful light coming down into the tree. And then it's the, oh my God. And the shadow of the tree branches are wrapping you up. Oh my God, how beautiful is that?
Cool.
Okay, so you're showing me that this is as a private, even though it's outside and there are others, you know, can be around. They're showing me mm-hmm. this as a beautiful private space for you of healing. Okay, so if you sit, I don't know if you can sit with your back against the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can do that, you know, I know you talk to the tree. Do you hear the tree talking back to you?
Sometimes. Okay. I think I do, yeah.
Well, it is. So just ask the tree and Mother Earth to help you to ground out anxiety. Because as you, again, if you can take in that beautiful golden hand of God, whether you're listening to it on your phone or you're just going through it in your mind, you know, clearing your chakras too. Mm-hmm. That meditation is in the, it was in the class, right? It was in the class that we did, right? Let's see. I'm pretty sure it's in there. It might be in the membership too. If it's not in the membership too, I can put it in there. Anyway, you have that. So you can listen to those and clear out your system. But they're showing me this beautiful light coming in through the top of your head and going through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking that sit there with the intention of not only flushing out negativity, anxiety, stress, feelings of being overwhelmed, but bringing in the light of healing and taking those deep breaths and envisioning that light moving through to like your hip that hurts, anything that hurts, anything that's uncomfortable, healing any kind of stress or trauma in the body, flushing out. You know, Florence teaches us that our beliefs, our negative beliefs, our energy will cause illness in the body. So with that intention of flushing anything that doesn't serve you out, any kind of fear and anxiety, all the things that are fear energy, to flush that out and to bring in the light and just bathe. They're showing me this light just bathing you from the inside and with this beautiful, like, golden elixir of healing. Now, even though this is Donna's reading, you ladies, you other ladies can do this too. Cindy and Carlene and anyone who's listening to the recording, which I do have to get online all the recordings, but anyone who's listening to the recording can take information that resonates with you from any one of these readings and implement that.
Okay.
So just a second. Let me see what else they want to say. How often could you do that, Donna?
Go sit by my tree?
Mm-hmm.
Daily.
If you can do that daily, within a week or two, you will see a significant difference in how you feel. Maybe not okay. It may not even take that long. To the point of where if you don't, you know, even just going outside, if you're going out to get in your car, do you have a garage? Is your car outside?
Yeah. Okay.
Because they're showing me if you go walk outside and you just go over and put and just, you know, put your hands on the tree and you're sending love to the tree and the love just sends it right back.
Okay.
Before you get in the vehicle to go on your mission, wherever you're going. They're showing me too, that light, bring that, you will feel so much more calm and peaceful. And when you come back in the house, you bring that with you. So if your mom is agitated, she will respond to your calmer energy.
Okay.
When you get agitated, you know, even if the weather's bad, if it's raining or too cold to be outside, you can sit there right where you are and close your eyes and go back to that feeling of sitting, what it feels like to sit with the tree outside and bring it.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing how much healing we can get just from being in nature. You know, touching the trees, earthing, you know, taking our shoes off and walking on the earth.
Right.
Allowing that love to flow through us, taking in that breath of God and intentionally flushing out anything that we don't need, something, you know, the energies of fear, anything less than love, and bringing in the light and bringing in the love and reconnecting with that super conscious, that high vibration of the divinity within. It's amazing. So you can do that. Just set your intention and take those deep breaths and just allow yourself to experience and see whatever you see. You know, you can ask while you're sitting out there, you know, cleansing yourself, cleansing your body. Then you can ask if you have questions. Please show me if there's something that you want or you need. Is that it out there?
Yeah, I think that's it. I'll have to turn this way. Yeah, there he is.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, the one that's talking here is that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Yep, there it is.
There he is. He's amazing.
Does he have a name?
Well, I had one for a while, but it didn't seem to fit. So I've always just called him Old Oak.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Which he seems to like.
That's warm and fuzzy. Warm and fuzzy. So like I say, even sitting right there where you are, you can bring that energy inside and he's happy to do that. But if the weather's nice, please do it outside.
Okay.
You can. Yeah.
I'll be going out there today.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, that was all. This was kind of unexpected, but I think that, wow.
Thank you.
I love this. Love the energy. We want to thank the angels for being here and for supporting us and for showing us these things to help us to feel better in our lives and to release our need to control. So then we are in control and we can really move the energy in powerful ways to be freer, to manifest the things that we want, to reconnect with that super conscious higher self. Because we're not in the fear. You know, I have a friend who is She always wants to know how something's going to happen, because it just can't happen unless she knows how it's going to happen. But needing to know how is because we believe we can't have it. Because if we fully believed we could have it, there would be no anxiety over how. So if you start feeling like, how's that going to happen? Then look at, okay, why do I believe I can't have this? It's being aware of our energy. You know, Carlene, you know that you're under a lot of stress, and it's, you can feel it. Making that conscious choice that, okay, I feel this, and I'm ready to let it go now. I'm ready to just be in the flow of life where love is my, what is it, a rudder? Is it a rudder that a boat uses? What is it that a boat uses?
The oar.
The rudder.
The what?
The rudder that steers it.
Steers it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let love be your rudder. And just let God handle everything.
I think there's like, you know, some days you're just exhausted, and then it's like, you know, you got to kind of get back into that again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we live in a physical world where we're bombarded every day. And there are times that, you know, we're having to jump and put the fires out.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, I sit here and next thing I know, my shoulders are way up here. And then when I let them down, it's like, wow, how long have they been up there?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have to remember to use our tools. And the more you do, the more practice, then the more natural it becomes. The more it becomes your new foundation for how you live your life, instead of at this high, high level of stress. Instead, we're living at a high vibration of love. And we're flowing. And life is easier. And we laugh. And even though things may not have changed on the outside of us, inside, now that we release the need to control, we are in control. And love is showing us the way. And you can, you know, ask your angels at any time to show me something that you need to know. Guide me in the direction that's going to bring my highest good for me and everyone around me. And then you can be free. So did anyone have any questions about anything we've talked about today?
Mm-mm. No, I feel lighter.
Good. Good. Yeah. That's always good. That is always good.
That is good. And I noticed Cindy's face from when she was first on and right after you pulled that card for her and spoke to her what you did. It seemed as though to me that her face just lighted up. It just lit up somehow. It was like, wow. So I think, you can just tell a difference in her face than when you first came on, Cindy. You look really much brighter, lighter.
Well, that's good.
Do you feel that way, Cindy?
Yes. Yes, I do feel that way. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want you just, you know, let's ground into that love energy that we have together here. Let's just take a couple of really deep breaths and just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down to that core healing love light at the center. And now we just pull those roots back up through the soils, back up to your feet, bringing that love of Mother Earth back up to your heart, grounding this love that we feel together here so that you can take that with you throughout your day and your week. And call on that love, call on that strength and that stamina anytime you need it. Take that huge deep breath. Chaos, flush out any anxiety and call in the love and the strength and the stamina of that essence of love that you are.
Ooh.
And how does that feel?
Yeah, great. Listen.
That did help.
Awesome. Now, you know that quiet your mind exercise that we learned from Deepak Chopra, less than 3 minutes, and you can use that to start grounding yourself again. So if you're feeling a little off, use your chaos flush, quiet your mind, ask your angels if there's anything you need to know or to show you anything. So when you quiet your mind, you're more in connection with that super conscious higher self. So whatever they come back with, maybe they just, you just feel wrapped in love. Maybe when you're washing the dishes, you get the answer to the, to what you've been wondering about, or when you're in the shower, the water will help. That healing love of the water can just work miracles. You know, standing in the shower, Carlene, with your stress, standing under the shower and just ask the, that, take in that breath of God and allow the healing energies of the water to just wash it all away and to feel safe.
Yeah.
To feel safe. And all three of you, that meditation we did a couple weeks ago where, you know, we feel safe, it's also in the membership and in the class we just did. So if you can, anytime, sometime in the next week, sit outside, or if it's too cold or too hot, sit by the window and listen to that meditation of moving into that safe space. I think it's 16 or 20 minutes. I'm not sure. But do that for yourself to reconnect with that essence of you where it's totally safe, because our spirit never dies. You know, we think that sometimes that the worst thing that can happen to us is that we die. No, the worst thing that can happen to us is we keep living. We stay here, you know, sometimes. because when we're free of the body, there is no pain. There is no suffering. There is no anxiety. But we can bring that here. We have the power to bring that here. So set that intention to use your power to bring in the light, to bring in the love. And next thing you know, you can sit in a dark room and read because you're putting out so much light. Miracles happen every day. It's time for them to start happening for you.
I'm ready.
Me too, Carlene.
You know, just open your arms wide to receive all that's yours, all that makes you happy, and be and feel it and be happy with it, even when there's no sign of it in sight. And then next thing you know, things start popping. Yeah. Well, it has been lovely to see you ladies today. Thank you so much for being here. If anything comes up for you, just post it in the Facebook, and I'm trying really hard to be in there more, but life, you know,
goes fast.
It does. I realized today that yesterday was Valentine's Day. Just, I knew it, but anyway, maybe that was a good thing. I don't know, but yeah. So send in all of you lots of love and have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, you too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye, girls. Bye-bye.
Bye.